Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
43 seconds left, leading by 8. It's Burton behind the back, 3 to shoot, stepping back, 18-footer, Bolonites! Good night, Indiana! 87-77, this place is so loud that when they called timeout, they didn't even stop the clock, they couldn't hear the whistle.
Now, back to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game.
It's just awesome. It's just awesome.
That's awesome.
I never thought a WNBA game would sound like that in audio form. I'm just being real with you.
I'm with you.
Get mad at me if you want. I never thought a WNBA game would sound like that. I think it's awesome.
Well, even if you had the premise that they were going to sell out every game, and we kind of thought that going in when we saw the pre-sale season ticket numbers where they had 20,000 people who at least were interested, and so you knew that they were going to have huge crowds, but by and large, the expectation was that they weren't going to be that good. Vegas put the over-under at 8.5 wins for the year. They already have 6. The fact that they're competing, they're not just getting blown out, which even if you're a diehard fan of a brand new team, it's tough to get really excited and cheer when you're down by 25 and 30. So they're getting full houses and they're delivering with victory. So yeah, you put those things together with an awesome logo and an unbelievable building. All of a sudden you've got something.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And then of course, bunch more big events down in that area, that neck of the woods coming up starting tonight. Because the Sox are in town, and Rafi Devers gets to face his old club right away. Now, this is kind of like the passive version of these, the homecoming thing, because obviously this game is not in Boston. I do think there will be, as usual, when the Red Sox or the Yankees or the Dodgers or whatever come to town, that team will be well represented in the building by many of their fans, and so it'll be interesting to hear what it sounds like when Devers comes to the plate. But the bigger thing for me today, two things. A, the Boston media is in town. You need to hear some of the interaction that just took place. And number two, I would invite all of you to go read, and it's a lengthy read, put aside a good 15, 20 minutes, but go read the inside scoop, the feature story that Jeff Passan just wrote on ESPN with regard to how the trade of Rafi Devers all came together. And I know it won't be the first time you've heard this week, but to me this was more kind of like the final straw. This was the final stamp. My God. My God. The Red Sox bleeped this up so bad.
Oh, yeah.
It is unbelievable. I want each and every one of you Giants fans, if there is a tiny little piece of you that's worried about the idea that Rafi Devers is a bad teammate, grab it out of that back pocket, crumple it, find a trash can, shoot it, make it, leave it in the trash. That's the end of that. You have got to go learn the backstory of what took place here. And let me just say this. If I were a fan of a team that conducted itself the way the Red Sox have conducted themselves, quite frankly, for the last 5 years, I would question my fandom. I might be a free agent. This, it is for a major brand like that to act this petty is absolutely unbelievable, especially in the wake of having sent star after star after star already out of town. So as a Giants fan, I'm super thankful that this time it's the Giants who will take advantage of this rather than the Dodgers. This time it's the Giants who get to take advantage of this joke more than the Dodgers. But it's, so I don't, like, I'm not offended. This is not my team, but it's stunning. It's unbelievable that a team would treat its star asset this way. Absolutely wild. The manager of the team told him, do not bring your glove to spring training. You will not need a glove. You don't need a glove. And he was not happy about that, but they tried to tell him, no, you will not need a glove, and we're going to massage that whole thing. And then the second that the season started and he finally acquiesced to what he didn't want to do, then they told him to go get a glove.
Yeah, get a glove.
Because somebody got hurt. I just, can you imagine? Just think of the headline. The best player's gone because you didn't ask for him to change his position at the right time. That's got to be the stupidest reason I've ever heard of for you to get rid of your best player by any franchise.
Well, and you did it in the worst possible way, and then you had to go kind of crawling back to him, and he could have just said, all right, you know, we'll let bygones be bygones, and I'll play first base. But when you handle it the way they did, where don't even worry about bringing a glove. Not only that, but you don't really give him a heads up that he's going to lose the position that he's had the entire time he's been with the club. He won a World Series at third. He's still a third baseman. He's not a great defender, but not a great wonderful hitter. And he's been there in the organization for 12 years, since he was 16 years old, out of the Dominican. He's only been a Sox his whole career. And then you do it like this. You don't let him know that you're bringing in his replacement, and then you tell him, don't worry about fielding. You're not going to need to field. Just show up with your bat and some cleats and a couple of batting gloves. You can bring batting gloves, but not the gloves that you use to catch the baseball. And then you go back to him and try to get him to play first. I could see where he'd be so fed up that he would want out.
Let me pass this along, okay? So the Boston media just met with Rafi. And all of the questions you'd think, why did you suddenly come to San Francisco and tell them that you would play anywhere they want you to play? Why wouldn't you do that in Boston? He was asked, hey, if the Red Sox had just come to you at the start of spring training and said, would you please play first base? What would you have said? He said, I would have agreed. But it didn't happen that way.
Yeah.
So I'm a Giants now.
Exactly.
And then, remember when Jimmy Butler got here and Buddy Hield even did one of their great performances together at the press conferences? Buddy kind of made fun of this. Remember when he started doing the air quotes thing, but he didn't know what
two
it was
fingers.
Called?
Yeah. He called it two fingers.
The two fingers. The air quotes was around Jimmy Butler's joy.
The audacity.
Right. He goes, remember, Jimmy needed to get his joy back, and he was doing the two fingers. And he's like, poking and prodding at Jimmy, like, oh, Jimmy lost his joy because they wouldn't give him $100 million.
Perhaps.
Yeah, but Jimmy said that upon arrival with the Warriors. He's like this, right? He was happy, and then he played great. Very similar vibe to Rafi Devers today. He repeatedly said that he did not want to talk about the past, but when asked, when was the last time he was this happy? Quote, it's been a long time. I feel happy. I'm relaxed now. Now, if Rafi Devers, his OPS was over 900 when he was unhappy, what's he going to do now that he's relaxed and happy? That makes me pretty excited to see what'll happen next.
Yeah. I don't know how long it's been since he was happy. He said a long time. I don't know if that goes back to 2018 when they won the World Series, or if it just goes back to maybe last year when he got to play third base. And so this year he didn't get to play third and he wouldn't play first. And so he's just DHing. And maybe he, it's not that he dislikes DHing, I'm sure, but just the cloud that was over his year with Boston this year where you're not playing third anymore and you didn't want him to play first in spring training, so he didn't bring a glove. And then the guy gets hurt, ruptured patella tendon, which is really bad. So now we need you to play first. It's like, you're jacking me around. That can't make you happy. And now, first thing he says here is, yeah, I'll play anywhere. Just tell me when, and tell me how, and I'll go out there and do it.
You know what no one knows about this? Do you want to know why the Red Sox eventually wanted him to be DH? Because here's like the, I'll try to summarize this quickly. Yes, Devers knew they were having a conversation with Bregman, but they told Devers, doesn't look like it's going anywhere. So we promise you, if it's going to go somewhere, we will call you and we will talk to you. We will let you know. We promise you. Then Rafi found out on social media that Bregman was a Red Sox, and Devers had a conversation with the Sox about, okay, if you're going to do that, like, I do want to play some third base. That kind of keeps me active, I feel like, and engaged. It'll help my at-bats. I don't need to play every day, but maybe a couple days a week. And they're like, okay, we hear you on that one. All right, thanks, Rafi. Off they go.
We'll get back to you.
Then there's a young kid that pops up, and they decide, oh, he might be ready for the bigs this year. Let's put him at first base. Boy, all of you Farhan haters, do you want to know why Rafi Devers ended up at DH for the Red Sox? Permutations and calculations. That's what led the Sox. This is what blew me away. They ran a bunch of simulations.
Yeah, the models. They love the models.
The models.
Yep.
Spit out, oh, your best way to do this year is going to be for Rafi to be the DH. So then they went to him after all the things they had said to him and promised. And they went, hey, Rafi, see this? We got an Excel doc here. And it says you'll be our DH. Once again, human interest goes to die, and now your best player's gone. It's unbelievable. When are they going to learn?
It's all about humans. Your human beings playing an actual game. All the spreadsheeting and the modeling in the world cannot replace what you probably should have, which is the human touch.
We're sponsored by Ceramani Ford. All the info on how to win our last pair of tickets to My Chemical Romance, July 19th at Oracle Park. We'll do that coming up next. Plus, you got to hear the new, I don't know, if it's not a baseball rumor, but an idea was thrown out by a very big voice in Major League Baseball. And I think it's a complete game changer. You got to hear this. We'll do that coming up next. 888-957-957 is the number. We'd love to hear from you always. This is Willard and Dibs.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
It's a great question.
Wow, that's a great question.
That's a great question.
That's a great question.
And that's a great question.
On 95.7 The Game.
All right, there's some Giants stuff to get to, including the lineup is out for tonight, which is always a fun exercise. But Alex Pavlovich just tweeted something that, I don't know, it's worth a. He just tweeted, Brett Wisely is here, taking early batting practice. Usually that's reserved for people who are on the team.
Interesting.
Right.
And he's not currently on the active roster?
Not at the moment.
Okay.
But he's here, and he's warming up. So Alex wrote, looks like a move is coming with the infield. And Christian Koss is in the lineup tonight playing second base. I would guess that it feels to me like they're prepping us for Tyler Fitzgerald being sent down to the minors.
That makes the most sense, unless Casey Schmidt had some sort of a setback with an injury.
Also in the lineup.
Okay, then
playing third base.
Go ahead and take him off the list. Then you start to process of elimination this thing, and that's where it lands, right?
I don't know what else it could be.
It would have to be Fitzgerald,
yep.
And you know you're not gonna take out Dom Smith at first because you got that left-handed bat, and so you're going to bring up a middle infield utility guy, and so you would take out another one of those types, and you figure that's what it would be.
Although Wilmer Flores is playing first base tonight against a right-handed pitcher.
Okay.
So Wilmer is in tonight. The only other notable switch in the lineup is that they are dropping Willy Adames out of the two-hole where he was hitting in front of Rafi Devers. The idea was to get him some better pitches. He's still struggling. Elliot Ramos has just been flat out the more productive player. Elliot Ramos will bat second in front of Rafi Devers tonight. So Yaz, Ramos, Devers, then Flores, Lee, and Adames batting sixth. Schmidt, 7, Bailey, 8, Christian Koss batting 9th and playing second base. Hayden Birdsong going to toe the rubber this evening for the Gigante.
Schmidt, Bailey, Koss is your bottom three?
That's your bottom three.
Yeah, time to go up and get a snack.
Yeah.
Well, and hopefully Adames can find some comfort in the six hole and, you know, start to really get this thing going. He turned it around a little bit coming out of his off day in Colorado, and then, you know, he hit a couple of bombs and went to L.A. and still was pretty good. And since then, the entire offense has been
not a great
completely
stamp.
Muted. 6 runs in 3 games. I think you were saying that on our thread.
Yeah, 2 runs in each of the games.
So you get Devers and you go out there in your offense, everyone's licking their chops and we're, you know, cracking our knuckles ready for this whole offensive juggernaut to emerge, and it's been much of the same.
Well, it's not really surprising for multiple reasons, to be honest with you. I mean, if you had told everybody like Devers going into the lineup was largely going to mean Flores is coming out, well, what's the run production difference there? I mean, Devers is a way better hitter than Flores. That's not my point. But my point is Wilmer Flores has been your number one run producer.
Yeah.
So if you take him out of the lineup, the difference between Devers and Flores is essentially all you gained with that lineup. And Chapman is still out, and you're still playing at the greatest pitcher's park in the history of ever.
Sure.
So, yeah, like,
it was just one game, though, without Wilmer, right?
It was two.
Okay.
I mean, he won the game yesterday as a pinch hitter.
Gotcha.
But he only started one of the games. And Dom Smith has been pretty good, so when Flores is in, you take him out. obviously what you're waiting for is when Chapman comes back and everybody can be in the lineup together.
Yeah.
And Devers maybe plays first base and Flores can be your DH and you can actually have a top six in the order that are doing some things, maybe even top seven.
If you throw Yaz in there, yeah.
If you include Yaz, who's hitting the ball really well right now.
Yeah, and the key for me is when you read off the lineup, and I always think about 7, 8, and 9, and you know Casey Schmidt with a couple grand slams. One was a grand slam-ish against the Dodgers off a position player. It counts, but you know Koss and Bailey, these are guys who aren't really major league hitters at this juncture. They're guys who you look to bunt. You look to bunt these guys, and so 3 of your 9 right now are not real threats. And so, yeah, you want to get your 7th hitter to still be somebody who you can think about might be able to drive the ball and produce a run.
Yep. Well, and you now have kind of a bolstered pinch hitting group late in the innings. And you know, if those guys come up in those key situations later in the game, then you pinch hit for them. And that's probably what Wisely is doing here right now because I'm guessing feel like he can give them a better at bat off of the bench than Tyler Fitzgerald can because Tyler is really, really struggling. And that, by the way, that stinks. That the fact that second base, as we sit here approaching the halfway point in the season, has essentially, to me, that what is sort of solidified here is that that position has not been solidified. And that was the hope. The hope was that Tyler Fitzgerald could do it, and he didn't do it. And so now some sort of a combination maybe of Christian Koss and Brett Wisely as a platoon might be what's in order for the rest of this season, or is there a deadline acquisition on the infield? I don't think they want to give up more pitching, but we'll see. We'll see kind of where this goes from here. But they gave Tyler all the runway possible for him to grab second base, and for a while he was doing all right, and now it's been an extended period where that's just been another black hole in the lineup.
No doubt, and you can't continue to have these black holes, and you're okay with Patrick Bailey being that
totally.
Because he's an unbelievably good defensive catcher, but you can't have your bottom three be most likely out, automatic out, and slumping really badly. Because that turns out to be almost 2 to 3 full innings where you're going to have nothing brewing when you get 7, 8, and 9.
Yeah, that's tough. So anyway, we don't have anything official yet. We'll give it to you as quickly as possible. But right now, that's the best guess, is that with Brett Wisely warming up, it might mean something bad for Tyler Fitzgerald. All right, we got something to play for you here in a second, but let's go to the phones first. Jonathan in San Jose. Hi, Jonathan. Thank you for calling. What's up?
Hey, thanks for having me on. I had a quick question regarding Devers. I've been seeing stuff that says his contract is underwater. As a Giants fan, why should I care about contracts being overpaid when there's no salary cap? I can understand that criticism towards NFL and NBA contracts, but just don't understand that concept for baseball.
Yeah, Jonathan, I think you're largely right. First of all, the whole idea of the contract being underwater in and of itself is an opinion, maybe. I don't even know how you could sort of quantify that at this point. I would actually sit here and tell you that at age 28 and where we sit contractually with baseball salaries, Rafi Devers is underpaid right now. He has been underpaid for the last few years.
Well, for what he's done for Boston.
No doubt.
Now, if he does in San Francisco what he did for Boston over the course of these years, then yeah, you could argue he's underpaid because I was looking at his contract details earlier and it's just a flat rate.
Yep.
Like, it doesn't go up, and like NBA contracts always seem to escalate, the majority of them, and this one's just a fixed price, and so you're going to pay him this much. And the last couple of years when he's 35 and 36, those might be underwater moments, but right now at 28 with a 900 OPS, which is elite, top 12 in baseball, I would argue, like you're saying, he's probably underpaid.
No doubt. And then as far as a fan, why should you care? You're kind of right, you shouldn't, except for the only thing that you worry about is if the Giants 8 years from now or 7 years from now, essentially, are dealing with Devers, Adamas, and Chapman all sort of feeling like, whew, they're getting old, they're not producing, and we are basically like, what would it be in the final year of, Chapman's got the shortest of the three, but in the final year of that deal, what are the three making combined? I don't know, it's somewhere around $80 million. And so if the Giants at that point are like, yeah, sorry, we just don't have any more money to go be good. We can't go get players. I don't foresee that because, again, 6, 7, 8 years from now, these numbers that we're talking about right now aren't actually that big anymore. Number two, who knows what the hell is happening between now and then with these guys. Maybe they're still producing. But number three, I don't think that the Giants would be acting the way that they are if they didn't feel like they were about to be a consistent big spender. And I have more on that in just a second. Yeah, Grandy, what's
really
up?
Quick, you guys were speculating on a potential roster move. We were right to assume Brett Wisely has been recalled from AAA Sacramento. The corresponding move, though, is Justin Verlander has been placed on paternity leave.
Okay.
Paternity leave for Justin Verlander.
Paternity leave?
Yeah. All right. Congrats to...
Kate's having a baby?
I would assume so.
Did we know that?
I did not know that.
Didn't know that Kate Upton was pregnant?
I was not following her her trimesters very closely, so congrats to the Verlanders.
Great. So,
it's awesome.
Yeah, he'll be, in theory, he'll probably, I would think he's going to be back for his next start, would be my guess.
Which would be in three days?
He threw on Tuesday, so Wednesday,
Tuesday?
Sorry, no.
He threw on Wednesday.
So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, he would throw on Monday against the Marlins.
Yeah, I would guess that's a skip. I mean,
you think?
Yeah, because if you're on paternity leave, doesn't mean the baby's here yet. And
maybe it does. I have no idea.
Yeah,
they might also be inducing. Like, who knows what they're doing?
Exactly. I would imagine that if the baby is being born as we speak on this Friday, and he starts again, you were saying Monday.
Monday would be the schedule.
Yeah,
but you're also right. They've got a number of different things they could do. There's no off day. But they could let Jelly start that game or something like that. So, anyway, okay, Tyler Fitzgerald stays. He's not in the lineup.
There you go.
But he stays. And now you got an extra pinch hitter tonight because Justin Verlander is on paternity leave. All right, so there you go. There's your roster move.
According to AI, it says players can be placed on this list for a minimum of 1 day and a maximum of 3 days.
Okay, so yeah, he can't even do this beyond the weekend.
Yeah, this according to AI, our good friend AI, on the internet.
I love him.
Yeah, so if that is the case, then he's placed Friday and Saturday and Sunday, then he probably would make his start on Monday.
Well, he has to be back on the roster.
Yep.
Right?
Or off this list anyway.
Off the list, yeah. Okay, so there it is. Justin Verlander back off with the team. Try this one on for size. I bet that most of you, and to a degree me included, you're going to hear this and it's like, it's no big deal. I'm not sitting here telling you this means this is a rumor. I'm more interested into what this idea represents for Giants baseball. Our good old friend, the author of Arson Judge, John Heyman.
Oh, yeah.
Odyssey Baseball Insider, by the way. Listen to this conversation on MLB Network. They're talking about star outfielder Kyle Tucker, plays for the Cubs. We knew he was available from the Astros. Actually, we all have it on pretty good authority. Giants tried. They tried to put a trade package together to get Kyle Tucker. But Kyle's going to be a free agent. Is he going to go back to the Cubs? Not necessarily, because the basis of this conversation was, I don't think the Cubs are going to have much success signing him to an extension during the year. So, in other words, Kyle's going to get to free agency. Listen to what happens. This is on MLB Central, MLB Network.
Look at him. He's not a pitcher. There's no risk. He was a number 5 overall pick. He's made a lot of money. He is one of the most, if not the most, consistent hitter in baseball. So it's going to be very difficult. But the Cubs are, you know, it's a big market team. They're doing very well. They need to give it a try. That said, once the guy's a free agent, he's only been there a year. There are going to be other teams in there. Never count the San Francisco Giants at this point. They look like an aggressive team, as we've seen. And the Red Sox. Now, the Red Sox have a lot of outfielders, but we've heard of Duran potentially on the market. They would be a possibility as well.
Okay. So John Heyman says Kyle Tucker could hit free agency, and I give you two teams that I think will probably come after him pretty hard. Giants and the Red Sox.
Mm.
I get the Red Sox. Red Sox are looking for a middle order hitter. I wonder why.
Yeah.
I can tell you that if I were a middle-of-the-order hitter, I wouldn't even take their phone call right now based on the way they treat stars. But whatever.
Depends on whether or not they are going to replace him in right field or not. Yeah. Are they going to let him actually play the position that he likes to play?
I don't know. Or just whatever. Who knows? If the price is right, they'll go anywhere. I get that. It's still Boston. The fact that John first brings up the San Francisco Giants, who already have now big dollar amounts out to Devers and Adamas and Chapman, and to a degree, you got to think about these pitchers now, to a degree, Logan Webb, etc. For me, what defines this era of Dodger baseball is every time they get the big fish and you're like, okay, they've got their big fish, but there's a new big fish available, they get him too. And then the next one comes and they get him too, and it's been going on and on and on. It went from Mookie Betts to Freddie Freeman to Shohei Ohtani, and then even on the mound when they were grabbing Tyler Glasnow, and then they would go get Yoshinobu Yamamoto, and then the Giants wanted Roky Sasaki, and the Dodgers got Roky Sasaki, and then they went and got Blake Snell. The idea of what the Dodgers are doing is they are like, we are just going to financially drown the competition. There's only a handful of teams out there that can even flirt with playing the game of trying to stay with them. And whether you believe me or not, the Giants are one of them. And so what I wonder now, now that Devers is here, I know a lot of Giants fans sat back and went, okay, the Giants are aggressive. We got our guys now. Dibs. Is this just going to keep going? Is this just
it's allowed to.
It sure is.
All you have to do to answer that question is watch a Giants game and watch what happens when there's a fly ball going foul down the first baseline, and you look out over the last corner of the upper deck and you see it's got to be a 15-story behemoth of a building. And then you look at that entire splotch of land and you go, man, there's a lot of buildings on here all of a sudden. Cha-ching! The construction there, it's not completed, but that thing is going to be an absolute factory of money. And you look at their contracts right now, and I did a deep dive, and we can get into the deep dive a little later on all the stuff.
Deep dive, yeah.
They five players that they have under contract total $700 million that they still have to pay but these players.
Stretched out over a number of years.
Correct.
Yeah.
It all 8 years for Devers, okay. And his number's the biggest of all the numbers, but you know, with Webb, Lee, Chapman, Adamas, and Devers, that all adds up to them owing $700 million. So what's another $200 million over the course of 6 or 7 years if you're looking to get Tucker? So can it continue? Yes. Will it continue? Based on what they've done recently, my answer now is yes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, the big reason there, it's not just the Giants' willingness. It's now, does Kyle Tucker, when the Giants call, there's two things they have that they didn't have before. Number one, they have Buster Posey. Number two, you've got a lineup that another player will look at and go, add me to that, and we're going to be winning.
Yeah.
We're going to win some baseball games.
Exactly. And you have a team now that is showing you that they're willing to go out there and spend. You know, Chapman gets an extension. Adamas gets a big deal. And you go out and you get Devers. And if you think that you're going to be underwater on his contract, right now the Giants are drunk with spending. They're out there just, hey, we'll take two of these and one of these and three of these, and this is awesome, and we'll figure it out down the road if we happen to need to cut salary. But they're in the other mode now, Mark. So, yeah, go out and get Tucker. Beat the Dodgers to it and have him be your number six or seven hitter.
I think most of our brains go to the Dodgers when you hear something fun like this. It's nothing more than that. This is just a fun idea. But it came out of the mouth of someone who covers this stuff real damn closely. And we're only in June, so free agency is still half a year away before this is going to become something. And all kinds of info will take place between now and then, such as, well, how'd you do? How's it going? Did you dip your toe in the water? Did you make the playoffs? Did you make a run when you made the playoffs? All of that has to sort of be sorted out. But our minds go to, oh, this is how you need to compete with the Dodgers. And my mind went two places. That's true in terms of baseball. But stop thinking about baseball for a minute. And who are the Giants competing with? And why would stuff like this start to make sense? Mission Rock Project.
Yep.
Entertainment, Bay Area. the Giants would do something like this because they're competing with the Warriors and the 49ers. That's kind of why what I started to think about with this trade. Rafi Devers, like, what did you say to Greg Johnson, Buster? What'd you say to him when you walked in there and you went, yeah, $254 million, Greg. Let's go.
I'm going to need you to eat it.
I'm going to need you to spend all this.
You're going to have to eat the whole thing, Greg.
Did Buster say, because I think, you know, he'll get 270, and I think, you know, wins above, what, like, we'll probably win 88 games instead of 85. Like, was that the conversation? Or did he, like, put a report on Greg's desk and go, hey, dude, I don't know if you're looking around. Jimmy Butler's here. Steph's here.
Yep.
Draymond's here. McCaffrey's here. Niners have a quarterback now. They've got Bosa. They're doing this, that, and the other. They've got stars. Greg, we got to open up the books and get all the stars for baseball reasons and for all the non-baseball reasons.
Yeah, and I think that was probably the pitch for Willie Adames in the first place. Like, we need more offense. We need somebody who we can anchor ourselves to sell to the fan base that we're not just going to be, we're not just going to platoon all these guys and call guys up and call guys down. We need people that our fans can sink their teeth into. And so you extend Chapman, you already had Jung-Hoo Lee, and then you go out and you get Adames, and it's like, yeah, this is just another piece. Really, really good player, long-term deal. Yeah, don't look at the price tag. You know, it's like when you go to buy a new car and the salesman's trying to get you away from the sticker so you don't have sticker shock. And meanwhile, he's showing you, the seat moves in four different directions and the stereo and this and the engine and that. And, you know, he's selling you everything that you're going to fall in love with about the car. And then Buster says at the very end of it, oh, yeah, this one's going to be it's gonna be a lot of money, Greg.
Franchise values, Major League Baseball. This is a story this week in basketball because the Lakers were suddenly valued at $10 billion with a portion sale of their team. That's way higher than what Forbes had them at just a few months ago, because Forbes had the Warriors at $9 billion as the number one team in the NBA and the number two team in sports. And then the Lakers were $10 billion. So that's basketball, I get it, but also franchise values are franchise values. And one thing I've learned is, at least in the last 10 years, whatever Forbes says a team is, it's more. Do you want to take a shot right now on Forbes' current baseball list? Where do the Giants rank?
In valuation?
How many teams do you think are valued ahead of the Giants in Major League Baseball?
Thank you, Grandy. I can't think unless I have
get the music
the game
going.
Show
yeah.
Music. MLB franchises worth more than the Giants? Well, I would figure the Yankees and the Dodgers would be two right off the bat. So
ding and ding.
Yeah.
Give a couple of dings.
I don't know if I was expected Yankees to name Dodgers, them all, yeah. But.
Yeah, how many, like.
Bing, name, bing, 1-2.
Name all the teams you think are valued higher than the Giants.
I'm going through right now the list, and, you know, the American League, I would say the only one I'm tempted by would be Boston, but I'm not putting them there. And the Mets are an interesting one, as are the Cubs. I'm going to say just those two.
Just Yankees and Dodgers?
Yep. Okay.
All right, here's what I'll say. Here's what I'll say. The Giants are number five.
Okay.
But coming up next.
Oh, it's a tease.
Well, let's dive into this a little further because it's relevant. I'll give you the other teams, the other two, because it's Yankees, Dodgers, there are two others that are ahead of the Giants. But also relevant is, what is that valuation? And then I got something to say about that valuation and why it might matter with what we're talking about. Do you want the Giants to sort of flip the script? Do you want them to use the Dodger and Padre model and just start hucking money at everybody? Just do it. I know it's worked for the Dodgers. You could argue it's worked for the Padres, not in the standings necessarily, but it certainly worked in the stands for the Padres. So I think that this matters when we talk about where this is all going to go next. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Also, one last chance for My Chemical Romance tickets, July 19th at Oracle Park. It's all brought to you by Live Nation. More on that coming up in just a sec, because at 4 o'clock, the window for that will open and we'll give the tickets away. So stay right where you are. We'll have all the details coming up on Witherden.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dibs.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
What do you think is going to happen in this game, Sting?
That's a great, I think it's going to be a really tight game.
On 95.7 The Game.
Every time you play that one, it makes me excited for NFL season.
Getting closer. Getting really close.
Yeah, it's great. It's going to be a close game. Yeah, dude, it is getting close. That calendar's about to turn to July here. Like, yeah, any minute.
No doubt.
Woo!
They should have me circled.
Oh. I'm following the calendar pretty closely right now.
We're just going to see who get the last laugh.
For a lot of different reasons.
What's the countdown for you?
27.
Okay. Until
yesterday was
and four, it got locked up.
Yesterday was 4 weeks.
If you liked it, then you should have put a ring on it.
And I did.
And you're going to again in 27 days.
So is she.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
Yeah. That finger's been dormant for a while.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to get that thing, start working it out a little bit.
Long enough for you to, lose that ring tan. Cause you know,
No, there's no tan line
anymore. No. Yeah. I'm looking at mine and, you know, a little bit of a tan line, but yeah. You know,
bunch of stuff we want to get to. And Eno Saris, who is an awesome baseball writer and talker, and he's going to be on in an hour. A ton of fun. Looking forward to him. Giants are number 5 on the Forbes valuation list. The order goes like this. This is the current 2025 list and their valuations. Keep in mind, if you want, for example, the Warriors were valued at $9 billion. That was number 2 in all of sports, only behind the Cowboys. But then the Lakers walked in and got sold with a valuation of $10 billion, which means, based on estimates that were shared with us, Warriors probably worth like closer to 13.
Whew.
If you put them on the market,
man,
today. And I do know that the Forbes values get blown past very quickly sometimes. I was telling Grandy this yesterday. I was working in L.A. when that whole Donald Sterling hullabaloo
yep.
took place, and the Clippers got sold, and Forbes was like, watch out now. This is the Los Angeles market. They might go for $1 billion.
$1 billion.
Everyone was like, $1 billion? Are you crazy? It might go for $1 billion? And then what's my man? Who's the crazy cat?
Ballmer.
What's that?
Steve Ballmer.
Thank you. Steve Ballmer. He walked in and he bought him for $2 billion.
Yep.
Not one, two.
$2 billion inside.
Inside one team.
Yeah.
So these Forbes valuations, I tend to think are too low. Because you get into a bidding war, and everyone knows these are a license to print money. So anyway, the Yankees are number one, $8.2 billion.
Okay.
I can promise you, put the Yankees for sale tomorrow.
They're getting 15.
For sure. Los Angeles Dodgers, number two, $6.8
billion. Okay.
Another one where I'm like, dog, put the Dodgers for sale right now. Might go for $100 billion the way things are going.
I thought Cubs and Mets would be the only two I was considering ahead of the Giants.
Number three is the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah, that's the other one.
You mentioned them.
Yeah.
You mentioned them, $4.8 billion.
Okay.
Cubs, number four,
yep.
$4.6 billion. And for those of you who loved, oh, the Giants, it's just so, you guys love to think that they're one of the big-time teams. They're worth more than the Mets. Okay? They're worth more than the Mets and the Phillies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay? These are big boys. And
what's their valuation?
$4
billion. Okay.
$4 billion. New York Mets, $3.2 billion. Phillies, $3.1 billion. Braves are next at $3 billion. And that rounds out the top eight.
Right. And you put them up for sale right now, and they're valued at $4 billion. You're probably getting $6 billion at least.
I agree with you.
And I don't know if you have tried to buy a house or if you buy a house in this Bay Area, but you listed it $1.35 billion, and it goes for $1.7 billion because... You know, what the list is never going to be what the house goes for. And it's the same thing with these franchises.
Do you know what's wild was when you go through this whole list? Like, where do you think the A's sit?
The Athletics, well, you probably would think that they'll be toward the bottom 28th just based on the fact that they're a laughingstock and they're run by an absolute moron. And you've got Tampa and Miami who are below them. But then you think about other teams that would be down there, like Pittsburgh would be down there and so many other teams. So I'm going to think, based on the fact that they're going to Vegas, two fingers. For those of you who can't see me, I'm doing two fingers, also known as air quotes.
Air quotes.
I'm going to put the A's at 16th, right in the middle.
Let's see. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19.
Okay.
Yeah, not bad.
I was a little hot with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, but the way you said it is absolutely correct. And Tampa Bay and Miami are the bottom two. The A's valuation was $1.8 billion.
Yeah.
And in 19th place, ahead of major markets like Detroit
yep.
and Denver and Cleveland and things like that. So anyway, fun to look at the whole thing, but I'm with you. Whatever these teams are, if you did put them up for sale, they're going for more. In fact, I think that the Tampa Bay Rays, I think, are going up for sale. And I saw that they're looking for $1.75 billion. And Forbes has them at $1.25 billion.
Okay, that's about right.
They'll get the $1.75 billion.
And maybe even
more. They might
more.
Even get two.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because like you said, unlike buying a house in the Bay Area, there's only 30 of these in baseball. And I believe there are more than 30 houses in the Bay Area.
I've seen more than 30.
Yeah, and you know, when you want to get one of these things, I don't know how often a franchise goes down in value. They tend to only go up.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Right.
Then again, I've never seen a Warriors point guard dancing up and down midcourt, chasing up female basketball players around either. But there's a first time for everything.
Yep.
So anyway, I digress.
Yep. Joe Lacob and Peter Guber paid $450 million for the Warriors.
Oh, God, yeah. They did like...
Yeah. And that was only, quote unquote, 15 years ago. And now it's worth 30 times that.
The only thing that I wonder about when it comes to this conversation, and Steiny and Evan were talking about it a little bit earlier in the week when the Laker thing went down, I actually don't know. I'd love to ask a money person this. I'd love to ask Joe Lacob this. To what level is franchise valuation dependent on the current players on your team? I don't know if the answer is at all. But I know a lot of people are like, well, the value is going to go down when Steph leaves. And I was thinking to myself, well, if that was true, then they would sell it. They would sell it.
Yeah.
Put that thing up for sale next year, because it feels like the value will get cut in half, because there are people who will look at the Warriors and go, now, why on earth would the Warriors be valued higher than the Lakers and the Knicks? Why? And there's a lot of answers for that. The Lakers don't own their arena. The Warriors do. And yes, to a degree, I guess, indirectly, whoever's on your team at that point sort of like helps what's your standing in the marketplace, which affects your revenues, and whatever your revenues are, that's what actually is the driving force behind your franchise valuation. So I don't really know. And I guess then to bring it back to the Giants, does this franchise valuation thing have anything to do with the way they're going to conduct themselves on the open market? Same answer for me. Indirectly, the answer is yes. You are the fifth highest valued team in baseball. You're the fifth highest valued team in baseball. And you have been basically branded for the last 6 or 7 years as, fair or not, small time, cheap, no players I want to buy a jersey for, all of these things. And I got to think that Buster Posey, who is part of the ownership group, I got to think a piece of what we're seeing is not just what they're saying, which is, well, it's opportunistic. We're here. We're kind of playing some good ball. I saw that the Red Sox hate Rafi, so I called him and we got him. I think it goes a lot deeper than that. And I think that there are clues, bricks being built on the wall, if you will, that the Giants are about to start playing the Dodgers and the Padres game a little bit. And I find that to be a very welcome development.
No, it's thrilling. And this is the number one frustration from the Farhan Zaidi era. And I know that they had Correa all but signed, sealed, and delivered. He was delivered. He was literally here. It was sealed. He'd agreed to come, but they didn't do the signed part. And so he was the one that got away. And it's probably a good thing that he got away. And you wouldn't have Adames. And, you know, the approach, I think, changed with when Farhan went out. I don't know if it was Buster who had the gravitas as a small part owner or just the gravitas of being a Giants legend. Whatever the shift was, maybe it's just the development like you're talking about. When Lot A is no more, Lot A now is a building or five or eight. I don't even know how many of those buildings they slapped down in that once great parking lot. But
still a good parking lot.
Yeah, but I think the combination of events, the development, which is now just about completed, and you can make that a revenue stream. Buster comes in, and you realize that you've got to spend to compete. And like you said before, the star factor all around you. Down the street, you've got stars and titles. And further down in 49ers, you've got stars. No titles, but it's football, so you don't even really need stars because people will come anyway. But you're the Giants, and you're looking to get something going where people are going to want to come see you, and this is the way you go about doing it, and it costs money, and they're spending it, and this team is fun to watch. They're sexy.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, the home of the Golden State Warriors and the Valkyries. Shout out Valkyries. That performance last night was absolutely next level. Always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.